Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and it's a rainy morning in Trevos. And
I took my boat here today.
Because Andy Cohn, there he is, Captain Killjoy, complaining about his commute. Go ahead, anything else you want to say, Andy?
No, I have a couple paddles, and I'm ready to go.
All right, Joe Haley is here. Ooh, you've got the flag flying.
I do.
Above your microphone.
That was last week.
You're very patriotic.
I am. I'm always patriotic, Andy.
Fly the flag, Joe.
That's right.
All right. Michelle Bell, everyone's favorite supplier global resource editor, is in the house. Michelle, we have a retreat going on tonight and tomorrow for editorial, and I imagine you're chock full of great ideas.
I'm chock full of something.
Yeah. Chock full of something, that's for damn sure.
All right. Well, we're excited to be here today. Vinny Driscoll is on the phones, and he's going to be answering your calls. Today, we're going to talk about creative ways to motivate your employees. I think we may have some ideas here, even. If you have any questions about motivating employees or you have your own creative ideas, of course, we would love to hear them. Call us at 215-953-4979. And if Vinny puts you on the air, Joe, what are we going to give you?
You get two prizes this week again. Ooh. $25 Visa gift card and the famous little finger puppets.
ASI radio finger host. Puppets. Who wouldn't want a puppet of each of us?
In superhero form.
That's why we have to give them away. But anyway.
Well, Someone stole yours. Someone stole yours.
No, someone did steal it. So, yes, you get $25 and ASI radio limited edition finger puppets. Start calling us in now at 215-953-4979. And we have Mina in the tech booth today. She's going to be playing all kinds of sound effects.
Oh.
Yay, Mina. Wow, that's one more effect than Gnome played last week. Sorry, Gnome. All right, Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
All right, hold on to your chair, Michelle. Terry McGuire from Halo is going to be calling in with our product safety minute. I know. Hose her down.
We love him.
We also have the 4 signs of a true entrepreneur, 5 ways to inspire innovation at your company. And we're also going to take a look at how retailers are cashing in on the presidential election with special promos. We also have how much time should be devoted to networking. Michelle has a look at that because she's the master networking. Some other topics if we have time. We also have our favorite things this week. But let's start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with economic news. Consumer sentiment jumped to a 4-month high in September, according to the latest University of Michigan index. About 42% of survey respondents now envision favorable long-term prospects for the U.S. economy. That is the highest number in 5 years. Distributor acquisition news now. Wisconsin distributor Top Promotions has been acquired by nonprofit organization Industries for the Blind Milwaukee. Current management as well as all staff from Top Promotions will remain in place. IBM Milwaukee is a leading employer of blind and visually impaired staffers. Product news now. A new survey shows made in the USA labeling makes consumers more likely to buy products. The survey from research firm PRS reports that 76% of consumers say that designation positively influences their purchasing decisions. International news now. Top 40 distributor Innerworkings acquired Merchandise Mania, a UK merchandise distributor. The deal will add about $10 million in promotional product revenue to Innerworkings' global total. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Yeah. Joe, what's hot for today?
Reusable bags.
You're going to have to tune in to
you
see
have
that
to
one.
Find out what they are.
Thank you, Andy Cohn. We have a very special guest on the phone right now. Terry McGuire, Senior Vice President of Marketing for Counselor Top 40 Distributor Halo, is with us. He's, of course, a member of ASI's Product Safety and Legislative Advisory Board. And Terry is going to address for us today how to gain a competitive advantage by becoming knowledgeable about product safety. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good. We're so happy to have you on the show this morning.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
So how can distributors gain a competitive edge by learning more about product safety, Terry?
Well, there are 2 facets to it, and the first thing is obviously getting the education. And there are great resources available both inside our industry and outside of the industry. Both ASI and PPI have a wealth of information and resources on product safety and on a turbo test and on how to approach product safety in terms of protecting your clients and your client's brand. There's also the Consumer Product Safety Association, or not Association, Consumer Product Safety Commission, and I think that's cpsc.gov, and they have a lot of the rules and a lot of the testing rules, and specifically the CPSIA, the Consumer Product Information Act of 2008, that is very, very valuable to understand, and especially as it relates to products for children under 12. And so when you get all this information, and honestly, I've been doing this product safety very intensively for about 4 years now, and there are enough resources out there now that have simplified the information that you can get knowledgeable on product safety really with just a few hours of study in the evenings and going through the right websites and reviewing the right documents. The second component to it, though, once you get the information, it's worth putting it into some sort of a promotable format so you can present it to your clients and to your buyers. And you'll have a lot of buyers that may not be interested or they don't know it, but they ought to be interested, and they may not be interested in product safety. If you can show them the things that you're doing to make sure that the products you're providing are safe and they'll safeguard and provide some watch care over the client's brand, it will help you get past what everybody runs into these days, which is the price cutting and the price competition. You know, if you know about product safety and you can articulate that in a very, very simple format, you are differentiating yourselves. And as everybody knows, anytime you can differentiate yourselves, you're adding value and you can maintain healthier prices and healthier margins.
Terry, Michelle here. So even if clients aren't asking for it per se, the fact that you take the proactive approach, you meaning the distributor, take the proactive approach and explain to them, you know, that you've done all this background research and that you guys are covered and you do know your stuff. So what you're saying is that goes, you know, kind of the extra mile, even though they may not know that they want it, they need it.
And that's exactly it. And, you know, the key point is that product safety, I mean, more of your customers than you think actually read the newspapers, whether it's online or you know, in the old-fashioned paper and print. They know that there's product safety issues. They know that product safety and the different laws are out there. They just don't know that applies to them when they're giving out a pen or a key tags are a little more passe, but a pen and a mug or something like that. The ability to be able to show that you have expertise in an area that is providing guardianship for their logo and for their brand will create extra value. And like anything else, if you can create extra value, it's something that you should be doing more and more often.
Those are really great tips, Terry. And I really like the proactive approach. I think that's something that not all distributors are doing right now. Terry, we are going to see you, I think, pretty soon at the ASI Power Summit in November. Is that right?
I will be there in November. You know, I'm going to hate to leave Northern Illinois for Florida and
for the Ritz-Carlton Naples. That's going to be tough.
In the middle of November. But I'm going to do what I can with what I have.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. We're glad you're going to make the trip. And thanks for calling in today, Terry.
All right. You guys have a great day and have a great show.
Thank you.
Yep.
We're going to pause right now for a message from today's show sponsor, ASI Computers. And when we return, we are going to take your calls and find out creative ways to motivate employees.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
We're back with ASI Radio after that message from sponsor AIA. We're going to take your calls right now. Give us a call, 215-953-4979. Today's topic is how to motivate employees, and we have Bob on line 5. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you folks?
Good. How are you doing?
Terrific.
So do you have a creative way to motivate employees or a question?
Well, I was just going to share one of the things that I did with a client's employees.
Okay.
you know, everybody needs to be motivated, but it's not just your internal people. So what I had done with a large client of ours, the boss really couldn't go to lunch, you know, as a vendor-client relationship. So what I did is I said, well, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask Sue or Ellen or Dave to go to lunch because they seem to be exceptional employees for you. And what that did was a couple of things. It recognized my inside people that I worked with at a client, and also I was telling their boss directly that I thought they had some great people. And it's very rewarding for all concerned. People like to be complimented on the capabilities and competence of their employees and reinforce that they are doing a great job and watching out for the company. And also, at the same time, you're directly thanking that person that you're working with. And I don't know if that's really creative, but, boy, it sure worked wonders for me.
It's a very savvy move there, Bob.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you can actually get a client to recognize the contacts that you have at that client, I think you're doing a pretty good job all around. As you said, that's you know, a win for everybody involved. So, well done.
Well, great ideas, Bob. Thanks so much for calling, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thanks.
And on line one, we have June. Good morning, June.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Look, I don't have a lot of money to throw lots of parties for my employees. Do you have any ideas for budget-conscious companies?
Lots of ideas. In fact, well, Joe and Andy and I were on the Best Place to Work road tour. We saw some great companies where employees were highly motivated and very little money was spent in some of those efforts. Guys, what were some of your favorite things that you saw?
Well, I was going to answer a little generically, but I think that creating an environment that everybody feels a part of the company overall, I think that that's important, and that's not necessarily done with any money. That's a free thing to management. Basically, it means including all employees in financials, giving information that, it's communicating on a regular basis, not just about the employees' individual goals, but the company's overall goals and how they fit into that. So that's a sort of very simple cultural thing that, that companies can do, but I think which many kind of lose sight of a little bit.
You know, I think that the luncheons that they have, some companies were providing the luncheon for the employees. The other one was more like a potluck where everyone brought something. What they got the time off and the opportunity to, you know, commingle with their employees. Not in the work setting. You're at work, but you're not actually working. So all you have to do is give up your time and, you know, the energy and let them, you know, get together during lunch. And in that, you can also have things like here we've had in the marketing department had a guacamole contest. It's pretty simple. It brings everyone together. They have a little trophy. Marketing.
Oh, okay.
Marketing, yeah. But a guacamole. I mean, we've had bake-offs.
And no one pays for that. I mean,
no.
Everyone just buys their own stuff.
They buy their stuff, they make it. But it brings everyone in, and, you know, people are trash-talking and stuff, but it's all, you know, lighthearted and good. But, you know, you start to feel, you know, a little differently about your coworkers. So it could be motivational, and productivity can increase from that.
All right, June. Hope that gives you some good ideas. Thanks
Great.
So much for calling.
Thanks.
Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. On line three, we have Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Joe, what's your question today?
Well, it kind of followed up with what you were telling the last caller. Is the main thing is whatever you do, if you don't make a big deal out of it, they won't make a big deal. I worked in companies where, like 5 years, they give you a pin. Someone comes by and hand you a pin and say, congratulations. 10 years, they give you a plaque. They say, great job. I mean, if you build it up more, it doesn't have to be expensive, but if that pin, bring everybody together, say something about their accomplishment in the 5 years and appreciating it, then you get to 10 years. If it's a plaque, have like cheese and crackers or something there, you know, bringing everybody in and bring, you know, there. And as they go up, maybe it's a lunch and then maybe it's dinner. But if you make a bigger deal out of each one where people are looking forward to get there, because no matter how much you spend or, you know, on it, everybody always want more. So even if you hand them a check, you know, they look forward to that check. But it's still a thing that if you want it to be a big deal, you have to make it seem like there's a big deal.
I think that's a really important idea. You know, there's a big difference between just handing someone at their desk a pin and making a big deal of it. Public recognition, I think, is really important at any milestone. I don't think you have to wait for every 5 years. I think when anyone does something great, to have them publicly recognized in the office, again, totally free and important.
And I think just celebrating company successes as well, showing how everybody was involved, is also important. I mean, we visited iClick on the West Coast in Seattle. Every time they get a big sale, they ring this bell, this gong in the sales office, and it's not a big office where everybody hears it. And that's just something that, is sort of crazy in the office, and it makes a whole lot of noise. But they're having fun, and they're celebrating something every day, basically. So I would say, to our previous caller asked, what can you do for free? Well, those are free. Celebrate, bring everybody together and celebrate the company's successes.
All right. Well, Joe, that's a great idea. Thanks so much for calling in and standing in line for your Visa gift card.
And finger puppets.
And your puppets. Yay.
Never forget the finger puppets.
Online, too. We have Edward. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning.
Edward, do you want some finger puppets today?
Sure, I guess.
Of course Edward wants finger puppets. Who doesn't?
All right, what's your question or comment?
I read the Best Places to Work article in Counselor, and there's some good ideas, but I don't want to allow dogs in my office, and I'm worried about, events where employees are drinking, so are there any other ideas you could offer?
You don't like dogs?
Just in the workplace.
No, it's not for everyone, for sure. It was funny, though. I think we realized out of seven... Or out of all the workplaces we visited, 7 out of like...
It was like half. It was
19
like, yeah,
had
it was,
dogs in them,
yeah.
Which was unusual. Right. Unprecedented, I would say.
Right.
But you certainly don't have to have dogs in the workplace, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. What are some other ideas? I think a lot of the things that we've talked about are certainly apply. Public recognition, having potlucks. What else? Michelle, what do you think?
What about like off-site meetings? People love those as far as... Or like an off-site event where like maybe for half the day he could take them, Edward could take them... I would never go to this, but bowling.
God forbid.
So something like that. But people love to go out.
I think
or
that's
maybe
a
to
great
the movies.
Idea.
Well, that's what my dad used to do with his staff. And he would announce it when he was ready to take them, when it was time to go. Wouldn't say next week we're going to the movies. He would just go and say, let's go, we're going to the movies, and treat it to a matinee. And they would see all, everything from comedies to dramas to Disney movies, It was just like let's go. And he said that, the people really enjoyed that. So, and again, that's not too much money to have to spend on
it
that.
Isn't.
It doesn't involve dogs
day.
Or alcohols unless you're going to see All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Okay, or going to see The Hangover, perhaps.
Well, there you go.
Also, no, I like Michelle's idea about the off-site meetings. We're having a retreat. We're going to spend the night somewhere down in Cape May tonight and have an all-day meeting tomorrow where people are going to brainstorm lots of ideas and just get out of the office, even if it's, going next door or going to someone's house. Just to spend a half day or a day talking about new ideas is very motivating to people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
People get excited. What we do is we put people in groups with people they don't normally work with. So if we're talking about Advantages magazine, a team of editors who don't work at Advantages will come up with ideas for Advantages. And, everyone switches into different positions, and I think it's great.
Yeah, I mean, I think things like that are great. I think in this business, you're selling products that people want their recipients to hold on to. So, take your staff to a mall and see what consumers are looking at these days. Again, try to – everybody has to come back with three ideas on the things that would stick the most with consumers today.
That's
just
smart.
Something fun and you
and
have
free.
Lunch in the food court or
yep.
whatever. And it's a way to, like Melinda said, just get out of the office and do something different.
I like that idea. All right. Hope that gives you some good ideas, Edward. Thanks for calling.
Thank
you. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We're going to take a message from another show sponsor, ASI Computers.
Have you outgrown your current order management software? ASI Computer Systems and ASI SmartBooks will streamline your business. From accounting and marketing to order management and shipping, ASI SmartBooks manages all aspects of your business with one software solution, specifically designed for the advertising specialty industry and fully integrated with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Spend less time organizing and more time making sales. Call 1-800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to grow your business with ASI SmartBooks. Get ASI SmartBooks.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday morning show. That was
Andy
message,
has the vapors.
That was a message from ASI Computers. We've talked about ways to creatively motivate employees, but Andy.
Yeah, that's me.
How, as
I'm
you
here.
How can you, as a leader, inspire innovation at your company? What can you do?
All right. The biggest thing is to do things different. We were talking about that a little bit as far as motivation is concerned, you know, to do something different with your staff. And that is one way to, you know, take them outside and go somewhere else. Just get, you know, break out of the routine a little bit so that everybody's not focused on doing the same thing over and over again. And then I would say celebrate that change. Anytime you're implementing something new in the way you approach customers, or even internally a new process that you're using, celebrate that as much as possible so people see that there's a culture of new and a culture of innovation, and that, you know, that starts to do it. Another way is to ask clients what they think. You know, we talk a lot on this show about surveying clients, but that's often about how your service was and kind of follow up to the way you provided a service to them. This is sort of different. Ask them, you know, things that are out of the ordinary, not just how you service them and how they, you know, received your products, but, you know, how they view the industry, how they view their promotions and how they view their markets, and what kind of things that they want to see, what they watch on TV, you know, just different things so that you get some different ideas from the people that you're trying to communicate with on a daily basis. And then I would say, just anytime you have some new, put your whole company efforts behind it. If you have any innovative ways that you're going to market, or innovative new services, you know, if you're suddenly coming out with website design and you're offering that to clients, make sure everybody in your company is behind it and put as much resources, as many resources as you can financially behind the new effort. Basically, to foster that innovation, you want to show your employees that innovation and new processes are kind of the number one thing that you want to provide. So we're going to put everything we can behind it. So those are some steps to doing that.
Great tips from Andy Cohn. We're going to put those online at asicentral.com/radio. Now, Joe Haley, you're raising your hand.
Yeah, I just wonder, Andy, is there anything on that list about creating an environment where it's okay to fail?
You know, not on this list, but yes, that should be something that is important. Yeah, you know, the sort of celebration of new ideas, I think that's part of that. You know, you don't want your employees to be afraid to not only present ideas and to suggest new strategies, but also to take them and run with them, and know that not everything you introduce is going to work. That's okay. You know, people have to be okay with that.
Absolutely. That's important.
Okay.
Joe Haley, you were at the Democratic Convention.
I was.
We've been covering lots of really great and some wacky products.
Absolutely.
That are being used to promote campaigns this year. And now retailers are certainly cashing in on the election. What do you got?
Okay. Well, there's four companies that are doing things that are pretty creative to tie into the recent election going on right now, current election. 7-Eleven's one of them. Does anyone get their coffee at 7-Eleven? Okay, well, at 7-Eleven, you get your coffee. You have the option to get a red mug. I mean, a red cup for
Romney,
a blue cup for
Obama.
Okay, and if you're undecided, right, they have a regular cup. But what they do,
they should have a purple cup.
If we're undecided,
well, red and blue make purple.
Okay, well, maybe they'll do that next election. Okay. But anyway, what they do is
harmony in the election.
They actually tally this up. They tally this up, and they have daily updates on a special landing site.
I haven't checked.
Ah, sure. But the last four presidential elections, it's been correct.
Really?
It's been correct.
We have to see what's...
Our president is being chosen by the people who go to 7-Eleven. Really?
Wow. There's such disdain in Michelle's voice.
Interesting.
Really? We don't want to get into that.
ASI conducts its own survey, which is going on right now among members, about who they're going to vote for. And one candidate is clearly ahead of the other, although it's not final yet. Does anyone want to guess who is leading in the ASI industry poll?
Oh, yeah, I could nail that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it's got to be Romney.
It's Romney. Yep. It's Mitt. But in the last one, McCain won the won the industry poll, and look what happened. So, I don't know. We won't know until we know.
So. Well said.
By the way, my disdain was because I'm firmly a Wawa girl. If you're from the East Coast, you know what Wawa is.
Yes.
That's why.
All right, Joe, what are some other
Maker's Mark Bourbon has a commercial out there with James Carville and his wife, who is?
Mary Madeline.
Okay, right. And she's a conservative, and he's a, you know, bleeding heart liberal. he's a Democrat, and, of course, the thing, you know, theme to their commercial is that while they differ on who they like in the general election, they both support the cocktail party. So I think that that's something that Michelle could get behind.
Okay.
Boston Market has a microsite with a voting function that allows people to vote for either a turkey or chicken to determine which Market Bowl candidate is their favorite. So, you know, you're going to, because they have this bowl, you know, chicken bowl and the turkey bowl and stuff.
I'm going turkey. Next.
Okay. Andy, you going chicken? You going turkey?
I'll go chicken, sure.
So when you vote, you when you vote, you get a coupon from them to, you know, buy one, get one free. So it's a good little promotion. It gets people, you know, active and doing something. And you get, you know, something out of going on there and voting. And then finally, FedEx is putting some TV spots on that have two fictitious local politicians. And they agreed to run a clean campaign. But one of the candidates, whose last name is Taylor, discovered his rival has printed signs that say, "Honk if you've had an affair with Taylor." So, you know, they're saying they're going to be clean. So it's just a little tongue-in-cheek about these, you know, dirty campaigns and, you know, slinging the mud. So there's four retail companies.
Vinny went the extra mile, Joe, as opposed to you, and went online and looked at the 7-Eleven results. And it's Obama 58%, Romney 42% as far as the cups.
So the question is that America talking, or do 7-Eleven coffee drinkers just happen to partial Obama?
I guess that Obama? I guess that the population falls in line with 7-Eleven coffee drinkers.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we'll see. Once again, we'll see soon.
Or as you said so eloquently, we'll know when we know.
We'll know when we know.
All right. So we will post this article online.
Joe, I like those. And that, you know, reminds us distributors could do fun promos right now with Red, White, and Blue. I mean, there's so many fun products out there right now in the industry. We have those pig poppers. There's an elephant and a donkey pig popper. Who wouldn't want to, you know, give those to clients and have some fun with pig poppers, Andy?
This is a great opportunity also for schools. I remember when my kids were in grade school, they used to have their own election in, you know, in class, and they just vote for their candidates and stuff. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. Now my son will be able to vote for the very first time in a presidential election this year.
Very nice.
He's all registered and ready to go.
All right. Well, this is a topic that someone here is an expert at, and that is networking. How much time should you be devoting to networking? I would guess, Michelle, that you would say a significant amount of time.
I would. I network all the time. Even,
and it pays
you know,
off.
Just, you know, through calls and emails, at shows, certainly. According to a study, people who are extremely successful in sales attribute that to their networking. On average, they do 6.3 hours of networking a week. Now,
wow.
I know that sounds like a lot. But if you break it down to, like, you know, what's that, like an hour, almost an hour a day if you take Sundays, the Lord's Day off? You know, that doesn't have to be going and meeting people in person.
Well,
it could be phone calls,
social
emails.
Networking,
yes.
Which a lot of people spend a lot of time on.
Yeah.
People who do that, 6 hours a week of networking, generated 47% of their business through referrals and networking activities, which is significant. Who do you think is better at networking, men or women?
Women. Sorry.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yes, though men spend more time in it, women get better results from it because they're more...
They're just better at it.
They are. They're more transactional in their networking activities. There's more of a relationship there. They're better at building relationships more quickly. Whereas men just kind of go in and glad hand, not all the time, of course, but, you know, they tend to just get into the meat and potatoes of it, where women like to build relationships around the people that they meet.
Or we just get caught talking about the latest football game.
That could be it as
that
well.
That doesn't help.
And how good the Jets are.
We'll
that
put this
be
article
good networking,
online.
Though, and good bonding, too, honestly, right?
Sure.
You know?
It doesn't help you figure out what the other person wants out of their business, but...
This says, regardless of gender, business professionals who focused on building relationships rather than going right for the sales tended to do better than business people who did the opposite. So we'll post this article online. But basically, an hour a day is a lot for most people. I would say that I do that, if not more. I would say if you can devote half an hour a day, you'll definitely see the results.
Okay, that's great. We're going to put that article online at asicentral.com/radio.
Also, just follow up with the people you meet.
Be friendly.
It can be that simple. Like
be
meet
friendly,
somebody
Captain
at
Killjoy.
A party, follow up.
Yes.
All right, we have just enough time in the show for
not saying that I do that.
Editors to talk about their favorite products of the week. Joe, I know you're dying to talk, so why don't you tell us about your product?
I'm always dying to talk. Well, actually, I forgot it. It's not with me, so go online. You got to see the picture. Vinny's ready with the camera there. It is a plush Formula One car, and it was done by Bridgestone Tires. And I think it's a great, you know, giveaway for them if people buy, you know, four new tires. They give it to the family. It's great for racing events because Bridgestone, you know, produces racing tires and stuff. But what I like about the product is that it's a custom product. So the supplier, Curto Toy at ASI 47897, curtotoys.com, they can custom make any plush for your clients. If you go to trade shows, if you go to the ASI shows, you'll see some of the stuff they've done. You know, they've done a little Wawa hoagies. They've done bags of potato chips. So whatever your client does, power tools, computers, you know, janitorial services, they can custom design a plush toy that your clients can give out.
Andy, what's your favorite product of the week?
Well, if you guys can believe it, I am going to be going camping in a few weeks. Yes, that scares the crew.
All right, that's obviously I know. With
Boy Scouts. So mine is a rechargeable LED lantern that also has a compass and chargers. And so you can bring it into the deep woods with you, and I need one of those. And it comes from LogoMark, which is ASI 67866.
I thought you'd be frightened in a tent.
I would be frightened?
Yeah.
No, I won't be frightened. I'll just be annoyed.
All right, Michelle, what's your favorite product of the week?
Mine is from Minya International, ASI 71370. And it's this cool little, I'll show it to Melinda because she's the one closest to me. This cool little magnetic dancing girl that you can, it's a desk accessory or
she
an executive gift. Well, it looks like one of those, like a silhouette of one of those mud flap girls.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
But you can throw like paper clips on her. I think it would be just be fun to play with during the day.
Okay.
Well,
with that, you can check out all these products on asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time today. Thanks to everyone for listening. And thanks to our today's show sponsors, AIA and ASI Computers. Check us out again, same time next week. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.